I think it perpetuates cycles of inequality in terms of our perceptions of people internationally. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really hard, that the fact that we're kind of, because of the fact that we're only willing to respond to something like that as Canadians, for whatever reason, on a visceral level, we're only going to respond because there's, you know, children who are suffering and we see their picture. So now I'm going to respond to that. But at the same, so that, you know, it kind of necessitates that type of marketing. But at the same time, then it perpetuates sort of a cycle in a system that says, well, here's just, you know, here are people who are needy. And if I see people who are needy, there may be better language than this, but I'm like, I almost see, like, if you're seeing these are just people who are needy, they have need. They have, you know, I don't have that level of need. They have lesser value. You know, they have, it's probably, there are more steps in between, but I think we kind of go from they're needy, they have lesser value than I do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we perpetuate a system of seeing, just sort of seeing need and seeing them as a need. And these are not needs. These are not causes. These are not issues. These are human beings who have the same inherent value that I have. And they have this, and I would argue, and I won't go into arguing this, but I would argue that they have as much to offer, obviously, as anybody else has. They have as much to offer the world. They have as much to offer in what they have right now, not once their families generationally have more economic stability, but who they are right now has as much to offer me as I have to offer them, and has as much to offer their community as I have to offer anybody else. And so, and yet when all I see them as is a charity is like a, this is tugging at my heartstrings picture, and I see a need there, then all I do, and it's me who does this, it's not even the organizations who do it, it's me, because I'm causing them to need this marketing, I devalue them because I just want to see them as a need that I can meet. Mm-hmm. And, or I want to see them as a problem that I can fix, because then I'll feel better about myself, or I'll feel like a good person, or maybe if there's an inherent guilt to the lifestyle that we live here, that I don't have to feel so guilty about that. Mm-hmm. And we cause that dehumanization and devaluing. Mm-hmm.